Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Can you hear you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. Hey, Dora, how you doing? Hey, how y'all doing? No, she comes on Tuesday. Yeah, she's coming tomorrow.
So he's already $10 done for today?
I don't know if he's taking up.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, sorry you guys for the technical difficulties today. So sorry. Like I said, I'm just getting started, so if you're still here, please bear with me. I'm going to be able to get it back up and running for you. Like I said, this is Talk Radio, and I am your host, Shay, and I do have a few questions for you tonight in regards to relationships. If you would like to call in, you're definitely welcome to dial us at 646-668-8643. Press option 1, and it'll get you right on in. So, who's out there with me? Let's start talking. I'm going to ask you my first question. Give me 1 second. Okay, so now I have a question. My first question, hello, 469-243, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, 972-809, can you hear me? Kelly, can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? Hello? Can you say hello if you can hear me? Can you say hello if you can hear me? Hello, can you say hello if you can hear me? Can you say hello if you can hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Can you say yes if you can hear me? I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, let's get started. Just give me a second. I'm sorry for these technical difficulties. This is my first time. Again, I am your host, Shay. And if you want to call in and give us some questions, we do have the number at 646-668-8643. And our first question is, and who am I speaking with? Is this my pastor?
Yes.
Okay, hey, Pastor. This is Pastor Minor, y'all, calling in. She's going to answer a few questions for us today. The first question that I do have is stemming from a young lady who gave me so many. She wanted to know, how soon after a long-term relationship is it okay for someone to start dating again and be fully over their ex?
It takes a lot of time. There is no specific time to getting over a person. You know, it depends on that individual. Some people, what they do is they go and meet somebody else to try to take the place of somebody, that other somebody. But sometimes it doesn't work. Wanting to be with that individual, you find yourself wanting people who you get, the other person that you get involved with, to take the place of that person, and
right.
It doesn't work like that. You got to give yourself time to heal, you know, and once you get healed, you know, it can take a year, it can take 6 months. It's really left up to you. If you're in an abusive relationship, it doesn't take that long to heal. You move on, you know. Whether it's, you know, physical or whether, you know, it's by mouth, you know. Sometimes
right.
You're just sick of the foolishness, and it's easy for you to walk away than to be in a relationship that you've endured, you know, 6 months to a year, 2 years to 3 years. It just depends on how deep you are aware with that individual. But, you know, like I said, if you've been in an abusive relationship, it's easier to walk away for some people. But, you know, time heals everything, you know, and I wouldn't advise anybody to get into a relationship right after you got into one, because all you're trying to do is replace, you know, that other person, and you won't be able to replace them. You'll be able to replenish some things that you need to replenish within yourself, but you won't be able to replace the person until you are fully healed.
Okay.
Okay.
The next question is, this one says, do you believe the new age idea of open marriage is destroying the institution of what marriage is supposed to be?
I personally believe, we just talking about me, I personally believe that an open marriage won't last long. And the reason why I say it won't last long is according to, you know, the God that you serve and you knowing what's right and what's wrong. There's nothing in the Bible talking about open, nothing. No open marriage. It's a man and a woman, you know, husband and wife, you know, I don't believe in it myself, because personally, you will never be able to trust that person. It's the same thing as a Najee, whatever they call it, Matri, Najee. to where you're not going to be able to trust that person because you're going to think that that person is being with the other person more than that person is being with you. And so if you got three people, you know, having sex with one another, first of all, it's nasty. The second thing is that somebody going to go lacking. Will it be you or will it be the next individual? So, you know, it's according to, you know, how you decide you want to open, you know, your relationship. But you just got to remember, you opening up another bag of tricks, too, because that person can never be faithful to you if you bring somebody else in a relationship. They're going to be faithful to whoever makes them feel good at that moment, at that time.
Right, but don't that kind of tie into, like, soul ties? You know, we were talking about that earlier. If I'm passing on and I'm trying to move on with my life and go on to the next guy, when do I know, when am I okay, you know, to date that next person if I got this person still carrying on their soul ties and I can't get past them? Like, for instance, my boyfriend got killed 5 years ago, and when I date the next person, I'm always looking to compare them to him. Even though he did a lot of wrong, is that still considered a soul tie? Is that where I won't let him go? Is that my fault for comparing them? But that's when that's all, the only person who that I know that can that treated me well then?
Well, each individual is different. But when it comes to soul ties, that means that when a person becomes one, not in a marriage, but just when they become one having sex. And so what it is, if you've never, you know, been healed from that first person that you had sex with, now you got multiple partners. You may not be sleeping with just that one person, but you haven't got healed from the rest of the people that you've been sleeping with. And so now, you know, it's almost like a menage a trois. You're sleeping with all these people, but you're really sleeping with one. And so, you know, when I was out there in the world, I didn't date women or anything like that, but I would find myself comparing this next man to see how big this person was, or I would compare to, you know, if this person would treat me right or this or that, you know. And like I said, a soul tie is when you sleep with somebody. Say when a woman goes into a man, they become one, you know, regardless if you on paper or not, you know, you become one with that person. So in order, you know, you have to ask God to totally heal you, you know, from all these people you slept with. Otherwise, you're dealing with all these demons, you know, you don't know what these people, and then you got to deal with the people that they slept with. So it's like a whole big party. And, you know, until you get totally healed and you ask God to heal you, you ask him to deliver you from all the soul ties, all the people that you've ever slept with. And if you don't, you know, you'd be wondering, you know, if I would have stayed with him, what would have happened? And he with her and this got it going on and she with him or whatever the case may be. You know, you have to get healed. And, you know, the Bible totally states that if you ask God for anything, he will do it, but you got to believe. You know, faith without works is dead. If you don't believe that you can be healed, you know, in every area of your life, then you won't get healed. But you got to see it. You got to believe it. You got to thank it. And then you got to know without a shadow of a doubt that it's done. Once you ask God to do it, it's done. And don't go back and pick up what you asked him to bring you out of. A lot of people go on feeling. You know, sex cannot keep people together. And I'm telling you, it will not. It will make you have a sex partner, a good sex partner, but it won't keep y'all together. You know, and when you find yourself, you know, thinking about that person, that other person that moved on, women are easier. We are caring people. You know, we keep stuff. We hold on to stuff. But men, they can sleep with you and easily walk away. Now it's been like a switcheroo where a woman can sleep with you with a man and can easily walk away from a man. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they've been dealing with so much until they take their feelings out and they think that, you know, they're still not going to be a bond, but it's always a bond if you become one with a person having sex with them.
Right, right. And that goes from, it's just, like you said, it is so easy for guys to just, you know, sleep with a woman and then just forget her. Whereas, I don't know about another woman, but I be in my feelings. I'm like, where you going? You know, why you got to talk to her? So I definitely understand that. I'm trying to squeeze as many questions as I can in since we did get a late start. The next question she has, okay, let's see. Let me go back up. I know I sent you a question earlier. Let me ask that one. It says, should a woman be content in a relationship with another woman because she gives her everything she wants and needs in a husband? The husband is not guaranteed, but the studsman is right now, like sacrifice morals for happiness.
You should never sacrifice morals for happiness because I don't know about a stud, never been with one, but a stud is not promised, a husband not promised, nothing is promised but eternal life. You could be married to somebody for 15 or 20 years, and then all of a sudden you decide that you want to go away from irreconcilable differences. Irreconcilable differences means that you found somebody else to do what that other person wouldn't do, you know, and I can't tell you about studs. That ain't, you know, that's not my line. But I will tell you, you know, morals and happiness, it all goes together as one. You know, you can keep asking yourself, and if you are really struggling with, you know, trying to live right and trying to do the right thing, you know, you just have to ask God to help you in that area until, you know, you get delivered from that area. You know, you can keep going around and around in America, but it's just like me telling you, you know, you need to go to the grocery store, but you want to go to Victoria's Secret to get, you know, some food. It don't add up. You got to go to the store to get the food. You got to go to Victoria's Secret in order to get Victoria's Secret stuff. So, you know, morals and happiness, it's got to start with you. You got to be happy within yourself. And if you're not happy within yourself, no son, no man, and nothing else is going to make you happy. You got to find your happy place. You know, you got to find what makes you happy within yourself. And when you find out what makes you happy within yourself, then, you know, you can start lining things up. You know, the Bible clearly tells you that all things work together for the good of them that love God, those that are called according to his purpose. So, you know, you got to know without a shadow of a doubt that you got to make yourself happy. You know, a lot of people think that it takes a man to make them happy or another woman to make them happy. No, it takes you to make yourself happy. When you are happy and when you become one with yourself, then, you know, it spreads abroad. And until you can be happy within yourself, nothing else is going to make you happy. That's why you ask questions. You know, you got to find yourself.
Right. I agree. I definitely agree. The next question that she has down here. Okay, if a married couple both have children prior, before their marriage, and they become a blended family, how important is it that all the adults get along? I guess she's meaning the baby mama.
It's very important that you get along if you can. You know, you got a lot of baby mamas and baby dads drama. You know what I'm saying? But at one point, somebody got to grow up. And if that somebody haven't grown up, then you need to grow up, you know, and decide how best to communicate in every area. You know, we got a lot of, not just our generation of black kids, but we got a lot of kids that, you know, because the parents are not getting along, then nobody else is getting along. You know, you got to grow up, you know, to say it ain't about you, but it's about the kids. So, you know, when you become blended families, white people, they go and they get counseling, most of them. Black people, we don't go get counseling because we think we're too good to get counseling. But no, we need to get counseling so that everybody can be on one page. And if that other blended family doesn't want to come in and get the counseling, then the family that does, go get counseling so you can know how to handle the other side of the family that really don't, you know. Again, you know, everything works out in prayer. You know, I would just pray. Everybody said, well, you know, prayer is not always the solution. Prayer is the solution for everything. You know, some things that you just cannot figure out. But, you know, with prayer, than talking to somebody that you can trust, not somebody that's, you know, stupid and tell you, if I was you, I'd beat the crap out of somebody. No, you got to get around somebody with some common sense that'll tell you, no, don't do that. You know, no, don't act out like that. You know, go sit down and think about what you're going to do before you do it. Many times we do stuff, and then, you know, after it's already done, then we sit there and think about, what did I just do? Why did I do that? That's because you didn't think about the things that, you know, you possibly done. And when, you know, blended families come together, you've got to be able to communicate. Nothing is going to work unless you communicate. And if
right.
somebody is not willing to come together, then that's them. But you do the best that you can do. You can't make another wrong person, you know, do anything. But you can pray and ask God to, you know, be in the midst of what you're doing. And I guarantee you that he'll make it happen. If not sooner, it definitely will be later.
Now, this is a question that she asked a while ago, and I wanted to bring it back up, or this other girl. And the reason why I wanted to bring it back up, because I don't know. I didn't know how to answer it then, so I'm gonna get a person who reads the Bible a lot more than me to see if she can, you know, try to answer it, because I was like, I don't know. Her question says, can a man that claims he used to be bisexual be in a successful relationship with a woman?
Well, now let me say this. I've never been in that situation. I cannot tell you, but I have seen it happen. I have seen it happen, you know. And I'm not just talking about somebody that say, you know, that they are delivered and say, you know, that they are set free from homosexuality, but somebody who is walking the walk and talking the talk, you would tell a good fruit. You will tell a good tree, the tree by the fruit that it bears. If you're around men, you know, and not just, you know, the way they act, you know what I'm talking about, and I don't want to be against anybody because that's not who I am. But you would tell a tree, if the fruit is corrupt, then you know good well that person is not delivered, and they keep divin' and devin' in the same. But if you can tell, you know, that person goes to church, that person has changed, and I mean tremendously changed, then yes, I believe God can do anything. Living witness, Pastor Donnie McPherson, he's not married, but he used to be gay, and he'll tell you in a minute. That was a hard lifestyle. But, you know, if he was not living the life, because you got people who can try to cover stuff up, but at the end, and the end result is that they won't be able to cover it up, because the person who is sleeping with them will really tell on them. So, you know, all things that are hitting, it will be revealed. So, yes, a person can change. They can truly change if, you know, they're in God and they love God and they love the person that they're dealing with, and then if they love themselves enough to be honest enough to want to change. Hope that helped me.
Right. That's basically like when they talk about forgiveness in the Bible, right? Like if God can forgive him, who am I to say that I can't? You know, but I'm confused on that, because the reason why I couldn't answer her question is because what if, you know, what if he, you know what I'm saying, he's okay, everything's perfectly fine, and then he sees this guy, and he's looking at the guy like I'm looking at the guy like, oh, he's fine. You know what I mean? Because he did used
well,
to date
already
me.
You can't be confused about that. If it looks like a duck and it walks like one, it is. There's no confusion if he's looking at the same thing that you're looking at. There's no confusion with that. That it is what it is. That means that person is not delivered.
Okay. Now, let me get two more questions in. While I'm pulling up the other questions, keep in mind, you guys, if you all want to call in, ask some questions, we are at 646-668-8643. Make sure you press option 1 to get in on answering questions live. Another question that she did ask me, let me pull her back up, because she had so many. I was like, oh, can a couple survive if one person is saved and the other person is a non-believer or an atheist?
No. Because the Bible clearly states, how can one or two walk together except they be in agreement? If you say that you love God and that person is totally different from God, that's like day and night. They don't want you to go to church. They don't want you to give. They don't want you to do anything. They don't want you to be healed. No, it's not going to work. It's not ever going to work unless you atheist, unless you serving God. I mean, you got to be in agreement with that person. You know, it's a lot of saved people who went out and got men who were not saved, and they have to go to church by themselves. You know, the husband is never at the church. I mean, I don't see how you can ever survive. Yeah, they still married, but they go through pure hell. And don't think that people who are saved, marriages, they don't go through stuff. Yes, they go through stuff, but they're able to pray together and try to get that thing right. You know, other than that, no, it's not going to work. It's just, no, never going to work. And I wouldn't advise that for nobody.
Then is that the same for, like, if, say, for instance, I'm Baptist and I meet a guy and he's, let's see, Jehovah's Witness. If we marry, that means I have to take his beliefs?
Well, in the Bible, it says, you know, to follow him as he followed Christ. You know, I don't know what Jehovah's Witness, who Jehovah's Witness follow, but I don't believe it's God. I think it's Allah. Whatever he is, but that it still doesn't work, you know, because he's going to want you to go to his church. You know, you going to want him to go to your church. It's going to always be a conflict on whose God is real and whose God is not.
Right.
I thought I'd be arguing with people about the Bible, who my God is.
Do they talk about that? I think, like I said, for y'all that are listening, I'm a babe in Christ. I'm trying to learn everything that I can. I want to soak up all the information. And do they talk about that in the Bible, like arguing over scripture? Because I know I see so many posts on Facebook that people will go back and forth about their beliefs in this beliefs in this, and what the Bible says about this and what the Bible says about that. So I find myself conflicted because I'm like, well, I thought I read something that say you don't supposed to argue about scripture, but then again, when you're trying to get your point across, it's like you're like, well, wait a minute, this is what I read. And you know you never want to go wrong on anything in reference to that. So is that true?
You're not supposed to refute the Bible. No, you're not. It is true, you know. And the fact that, you know, you're not supposed to argue with what said the Bible is clearly, you know, what it said it is. And one thing, if you don't have a Bible with you, you can always pull up your Bible app and you can always Google, you know, exactly what's in the Word.
Right.
Yeah, you're not supposed to refute the Word, but you can always Google the Bible and always see what's really going on.
Okay, what's your take on shacking up, like the old people say? You know, you meet a guy and y'all date, y'all don't live together, and then okay, comes a time where a year may pass, maybe even 2 years may pass, or a year and 6 months, and you're like, look, we've been dating this long, we've started to buy houses together, we've started to do this, but the marriage isn't there yet, we're just living together. Is that technically a sin?
You're not married, so it, you know, I don't believe in shacking. I just, and this is just my belief. I can't put my belief on anybody else, but I just don't believe that, you know, people shack. Why would he marry you if he already got you? Makes sense.
Right.
Well, let's see how each other works or whatever the case may be. It doesn't pan out. I mean, some people that I've worked for, you know, I'm not going to let you move in my house and we're not married. Hope that helps you.
Yeah, it does. Again, we are coming down to our last 20 minutes. If you have any questions, listeners, please go ahead and call in 646-668-8643. Press option 1. Y'all come on and give us some live questions while we got this wise person on the phone that we can soak some of this information up to, because y'all never know when she might be ready to, you know, go live with us again and ready to just, you know, open up and answer these kind of questions. So if you're on and you want to talk, if you have any kind of questions, again, that number is 646-668-8643, press option 1. And I do appreciate my listeners for today. Let's see. Let me see if I can get another question in. We got about 19 minutes left. Let me see what I can pull up. Let's see. Let's see. Okay, this question says, if your mate left you to be in a same-sex relationship, would you be okay with them having your children around that new lifestyle?
Oh, that's hard. That's really hard because, you know, I can't be biased telling a woman, yeah, you know, it's good for you to keep your kids and still be in that relationship, or being telling a man that, you know, it's okay for him to, you know, be with the kids and he with another man. That's hard. You're going to have to, that's something that you're going to have to pray and ask God for direction, and definitely cover your kids, definitely, you know, on every end, you know, because now the generation from like 10 years old and up think that it's okay to, you know, because they see mama do it or they see daddy do it, they think that it's okay. But I plead the blood of Jesus over every child that has to deal with, you know, dealing with that area. So I just really, you know, it's hard. It's hard because, you know, if they're paying child support, you cannot keep them from their kids. But you can, you know, try to get, you know, where you'll be there, you know, in visitation or whatever the case may be. But that's something that you have to really, really pray about, you know, because I pray over my grandson all the time, all the time. So I just know that you have to, you know, keep them covered and keep them prayed up and, you know, seek God for a clear direction on what needs to be done from that point.
Right. Because I know, I don't know if I would be able to, because like you, I mean, like, well, I hear people saying all the time that you're so, you know, you people are so afraid that that is going to, you know, inflict the child. They're going to see so much. I try my best to keep an open mind in that situation, but it's just like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Kids are, they feed into everything. They soak so much in to where you never know, you know? So, yeah, like you were saying, that is something that, you know, you would have to pray on out there, listeners. But I don't know if me being me right now, if I'll be okay. I'll probably be like, well, wait a minute, I don't know. You know, let me think about it for a second. But if they were on child support, I know that I would have to bring them on, right, you know, and, you know, do what, right, I have to do.
But you definitely will have to, you know, you can ask for visitation to be able to, you know, be with them, you know, make them have, you know, visitation where somebody has to be there, you know, not just alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. This is the last question, and I'm going to let you go, Pastor, because I don't want to keep you up, hold you on the phone this whole time. Let's see. Let me go back up. I'm talking, this girl was passing questions out. Do women still hold out on sex before marriage, or is it important to, or is it necessary to test drive and know if he's any good beforehand? before being in the, like, getting married. Because, you know, in the Bible it talks about no sex before marriage. Well, now in 2016, you know, you run across those, well, let me test these waters and make sure, because I don't want to, you know, be with somebody who doesn't completely satisfy me.
All right. Well, you know me. I got to keep it 100, you know.
Right.
Y'all got me out there. Wow. I can honestly say that I had a conversation with a guy maybe 4 or 5 years ago about this same thing, and he specifically said that, you know, when you want to try out something, you know what I'm talking about, sex or whatever the case may be, that, you know, sometimes that person is not good in bed, but sometimes you got to think about if you've had so much sex that you're not good and you know, just loose out there, nobody's going to satisfy you.
Right. Right.
You know, and I just wouldn't, you know, I don't want to test drive a car, you know, unless I'm able to get that car. I don't know about nobody else, but unless I'm able to go get the, I want a Mercedes Benz. So I don't want to test drive no Mercedes Benz. I want to go, and once I test drive it, I want to be able to drive off the lot with it. Don't
right.
know if that makes sense to y'all, but I don't want to test drive anything that I can't drive off the lot with it. You know, in other words,
it
you know, you can you know, be effective to use something and make it work the way you want it to work. And,
it makes perfectly good sense to me.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm with you, Pastor. I don't know if I want to test drive and got to walk away from it and window shop some more. I don't know if I go out there. I got what I need to go on and purchase and go on and let's go. You know, I don't want to wait and come back forward.
So everybody, a lot of people are test driving, and you still don't get the car. You still don't get the guy that you know, or the woman that you know give yourself up for, and then you find yourself brokenhearted. You know, you find yourself back by yourself again, and guess what? You gave it up, but in reality, you lost. You lost both times.
Right.
So I wouldn't do it, but hey, it's just me.
It's definitely true. Well, again, I do appreciate you logging on, talking live, keeping it 100 with us. We do have about 10 minutes left. Again, if anybody wants to call in, that number is 646-668-8643. Press option 1 to talk live and get your questions answered. And, you know, I know it's a lot of people that go through things that may think, oh, I don't want to ask this because I don't want to be judged. And y'all know, we're going to keep it real. It's not that kind of party here. We just, you know, answering questions, and I'm getting a lot of questions answered as well, because a lot of them I didn't know, even though other people may have asked them. I'm asking them to her, and I'm reading. I'm like, yeah, what about that? So don't be ashamed to call in and find out information, because it just may be something that you're dealing with that somebody else may need to hear or may need to know. I think I've asked every question that she sent me. I think I did. Yeah. She sent a lot, but I think I've asked every question. And again, shout out to Pastor for letting us pick her brain tonight, y'all. And like I said, we do have about 10 minutes left. So before I get off air, and y'all know me, y'all know I like to go live and everything a lot. So who's to say this may be the last time tonight? I was wondering if we can get Pastor to say a word of prayer for us before we get out of here, if that's okay with her.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Heavenly Father God, we just come before your throne, God, thanking you, God, of your goodness and your mercy, Father God. I pray, God, that all of the hearers and the readers and the people that came on today, God, that you've answered their questions, Father God. I ask that you will cover them in your blood, oh God, and that you will loose an anointing, God, that would destroy the yokes in the hands of the enemy. You said also in your words that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but pulling down strongholds in your name and laying beside every weight that so easily beset us. And I feel like it's somebody on this line that's been having sleepless nights, but after tonight, you'll be able to rest.
Yes,
may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding be with you this day. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to get on out of here a little early. Again, keep looking and keep watching for me to send you all another tag, share another going live on the radio station where we straight up talk about it, whatever it is. Thank you again for Pastor to come in and just give us insight on some things that people probably needed to know, and for that word of prayer. And I'm going to go ahead and sign it off. Here's a little music for you all, and you all have a blessed night.
Bye.